Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. The Angle Poise 1227 desk lamp is a marvel of design. Created by British engineer George Carwardine, it includes an innovative spring mechanism, and over the years, the model has found itself in offices and workshops across the world. Let's now hear from design writer Jonathan Glancy, who's authored Spring Light. It's a book that delves into the history of the Angle Poise brand and that iconic 1227 design.
Why is the Angle Poise so iconic? I suppose, first and foremost, it's been around a very, very long time. You can still buy the original Angle Poise, the 1227 model, which came out in 1935. Think of that. That's 86 years ago. Then you think, well, why? And the answer is because it works beautifully and it's a delightful companion to sit on your desk. The greatest part of its charm is the fact it's your pal, your friend, your chum sitting next to you on the desk. One of the great joys of the classic Angle Poise lamp is that it does have a character. It's a piece of pure engineering, by the way. It's not design, as we often think of design products today, whether they're beautiful Italian lamps designed by professional industrial designers or architects. It was designed by an engineer and is often thought to be based on the working of the human arm, but it's certainly not. That's not what George Carwardine, who engineered this remarkable lamp, was thinking of. He was thinking of pure energy forces at work, how springs could keep this lamp in perfect equipoise. He calls his prototype lamps the Equipoise, and it eventually became the Angle Poise when it went onto the market. Despite being a piece of engineering, it does, to me, always have this rather bird-like character. I think of it like a stork or a heron sitting by a pond waiting to catch a fish very patiently. And you sometimes imagine the lamp when you're not looking. If you turned around for a minute, it might suddenly dip down and grab something off your desk and eat it, and then go back up again and sit perfectly poised. So it has real character, even though it is this pure work of mathematics, engineering, and physics. One of the truly special things about the Angle Poise lamp is that it creates a pool of light around you where you're sitting and working. Whether you're sitting in your private study, whether you're sitting in a small office or a great big office, it creates your own world around you. And I can remember working in newspaper offices and going in on winter mornings to write features early. And even if the office was very big physically, you felt in your own private world. It's a delightful experience, and I don't think it can be beaten. We live today, we all know, in a world of digital technology, digital design. It's all around us. And one of the nice things about the Angle Poise, it's simply there. You switch it on, you switch it off. And if you want to adjust it, adjust the light, adjust the angle of light and so on, you just raise a finger without even having to look at it and just move it. I'm doing that just now whilst I'm talking to you. Now, look at that. It's fantastic. But with a modern product doing the equivalent, I have to download the app, I have to go online, I have to charge up some little gizmo to make the thing work. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it, in one way? And the Angle Poise is the opposite. So it's a tried and tested technology that is not out of date. It responds entirely to you as a human being rather than you as some technological automaton. One thing about the Angle Poise I think is terribly important is that it can appeal to anyone. The design is what I call elemental design. It follows no fashion, it never did, so it's never going to be in or out of date. And because of that, it appeals to a huge range of people. Great artists have used them. Picasso was a great fan of the Angle Poise, and it's used by famous authors. Roald Dahl, of course, was a huge fan of the Angle Poise when he wrote all those gruesome children's stories, which we all love. It's used by military people, it's been used by engineers, by architects, professional designers, all of them, school teachers, you and me, especially when we've been from students onwards. It has this completely classless, ageless appeal, and that is something that I think any a professional designer would really want to do to create something as timeless and as classless as this.
My thanks to Jonathan Glancy there. He was speaking to this show's producer, Maylie Evans. Glancy's book, Springlight, is published by Pavilion and available online and at all good bookstores now. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length programme. It airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.